Well, I'll tell you why I've asked you all to come this evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to talk to you about men that like obese women. I'm not talking about men that like women with a fuller figure. That seems entirely normal, natural and right. More cushion for the pushing, as I believe people say. I think that's the expression. No, I'm talking about men that like women who are can't leave the house fat. So, I'm not talking about anyone in here this evening. Unless, in order to get out, someone had to cut the side of the house off and there was some sort of winch involved. I'm not talking about people with water retention. I'm talking about people with cake retention. People that tell you they've got a thyroid problem. You say, oh, really, a thyroid problem? What are you taking for that? Pies? You know, the kind of girl that looks as if she makes a cracking breakfast, but wouldn't want to share it with you. I saw a thing on TV the other day, actually. It was on one of these kind of makeover shows that were on during the day. They did a makeover on a girl. She was 34 stone. It's like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. I say a makeover, they gave her a fringe. Is that really going to turn the corner for a girl like that? That's what I'm asking. I don't think it will. I can't imagine a scenario where a guy, you know, he's drinking in a bar, he looks across, he sees a girl, she's 34 stone. It'd be tough to miss her, let's face it. He thinks to himself, she's a little bit big for me. Goes back to his drink. Meanwhile, the makeover team are in. Snip, snip, snip. He looks back, he thinks, actually, I would. It's the excuses that get me. The excuses are amazing. The camera adds 10 pounds. Stop eating fucking cameras. The reason I've become obsessed by this topic is because of a couple of documentaries on TV. There's one called Fatties and Their Feeders. Did anyone see it?
Yeah.
It's an amazing sociological study of obesity in our country and the health problems inherent in that. And also, it was fucking hilarious. It was basically these tiny little stick-thin men bringing massive KFC buckets of food to these enormous women that couldn't even move. And while we're on the subject, do be careful with the KFC bucket. It's a big leap from plate to bucket. But from bucket to trough, not very far at all. The other one that was on was called Chubby Chasers. I like the title, Chubby Chaser. Sounds great. I just wonder how accurate is that? How much chasing is actually going on? A little bit of waddling and wheezing. Then gotcha. Gotcha. In the pursuit of scientific answers, animals have been tortured for the past 100 years. They're still not talking. I'm starting to think they don't know anything. I saw a brilliant bit of medical research that's been done recently. They've come up with a new product. It's like Viagra. It's like a Viagra inhaler that will give a man an erection within 30 seconds. Correct me if I'm wrong. A Viagra inhaler that will give a man an erection within 30 seconds. That's a blowjob. Another company spent hundreds of thousands of pounds researching the Atkins diet and came to the conclusion that it can cause depression. Now, I could have told you that without any need for research. That's just deductive reasoning. Everyone knows fat people are jolly. The British Medical Association are not above this kind of thing. They did some research saying, irrefutably, cigarettes can harm your children. Fair enough. Use an ashtray. There's a company in America now making thongs, you know, the item of underwear, size 26 and over. That's big, isn't it? I just question, is it necessary? I think any pair of knickers over size 20 is a thong within four steps. We're all familiar with the hungry bum syndrome. I saw a woman earlier on the street, looked like she was chewing a toffee. I've discovered, gentlemen, the worst thing you can say when your girlfriend says to you, does my bum look big in this, is not yes. The worst thing you can say is, let me step back, get it all in. Every year in my show, I write some jokes that require a visual element to be fully enjoyed, and this year is no exception. So what I thought I'd do now is show you some of the pictures I've done to illustrate the next jokes. Do you want to see them?
Yeah.
Excellent news, because that is what happens next. I've had some ideas. I'll kick off with some ideas. I've had an idea for a rape alarm that when you press it, it plays the Benny Hill theme music. You know, to make it more of a caper.
Some advice for you. The best way to test the temperature of a bath is with a baby's elbow. I've had an idea of how to prop up our currency, the pound, against the euro and the dollar. What we do is we print new pounds, and this time the Queen is smiling. And if things get really bad, tits out, Your Majesty. Little joke for you. What do you get if you cross the Queen and Prince Philip? Killed in a tunnel. Too soon? It's been 14 years. Get over it. All right, point taken. I'll drop that from the raw variety. I say that, Prince Philip would probably piss himself. Although he's 82, he'd probably piss himself anyway. Some thoughts for you. When you think about it, a rhino is just a unicorn that didn't moisturise. Gillette. Gillette claims to be the best a man can get. What about a blowjob from twins? Whatever happened to Jedward? The speed men shave in adverts. If I shaved at that kind of speed, my balls would be in shreds. When I was told I was bipolar, I didn't know whether to laugh or cry. A friend of mine's got OCD. For those of you that don't know, OCD is an abbreviation. It's just a shorter, quicker way of saying, I'd be a really annoying girlfriend. True story. If all the veins in your body were laid out in a straight line, you would die. Let's talk about some social issues. My neighbour is noisy and nosy. He's always banging on the walls, shouting, is anyone there? I've fallen. Is anyone there? It's none of your business if anyone's here. Still, he's gone quiet now. Childhood is now effectively over by 11, which is when the pubs close and Uncle Terry gets home. Oh, Uncle Terry. I was traumatised as a child. Our priest was cheating on me. I just want to reach out to people that attempt suicide and say, come on, have another go. Keys to the city, that's a weird thing, isn't it, the keys to the city? Of course, they don't have that in Liverpool, do they? You just get given a coat hanger. As a fashion statement, socks with sandals says, I'm either a German, a paedophile, or a cunt. Quite possibly, all three. Apologies to any paedophiles or cunts we have in. It's not going to be any Germans at a comedy gig. Health. Let's talk about health. That's important, isn't it? I heard that because of women putting on so much weight during pregnancy, it's a good idea to take off your wedding ring. So I did. Posh Spice, Victoria Beckham. She's so thin, she's got to be careful when she has a bath, because if the water's too hot, she could turn into stock. Obese children put a lot of strain on the NHS, not to mention seesaws and swings. You know, if things carry on as they are, it's predicted that in 40 years' time, the average toddler will be 43. I tell you what, let's talk about religion. That couldn't possibly upset anyone. If Jesus is the way, and to be a Christian is to be in Christ, then aren't all Christians just in the way? Jesus says he loves me, but I worry about the age gap. Now, you'll notice out of deference and respect to our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, I've let him bum me. I've got a Muslim friend who's really religious. Feel the tension in the room. I've got a Muslim friend who's really religious. He knows the Quran backwards, which is handy because that's how you read it. Surprisingly well-informed and inoffensive joke about the Islamic faith. And that's because I'm not a fucking idiot. What are the Christians going to do? Forgive me. Good luck with that. Speaking of Christians, any Catholics in? Yeah. Got a few Catholics? Catholics are a weird bunch. Look at the rosary. Basically, anal beads.
I'm in a long-term relationship. Who else here is in a long-term relationship? Give us a shout. Yeah. Oh, loads of you. You sound thrilled. I've been with the same girl for 8 years, and we're very happy together, but how's this for mental? She still gets annoyed if I use her toothbrush. That's mental, isn't it, when you consider how intimate we've been over those 8 years? And if you can tell me a better way to get dog shit out trainers... I'd love to fucking hear about it, because there's nothing finer. Dog excrement can blind a child. But it's much easier just to use a finger. If you really want to be sure, smear dog shit all over both fingers. From the shoulder, jab. There are a lot of obese children in Britain today, but focus on the positive. The pensions crisis is over. Come on, those tubby little fucks aren't going to see 40. Never mind 65. Quite a lot of young people in. If you're young and your parents are getting divorced, it can be a very difficult time. But remember, it's not your fault. Your mum's a slag. It's pretty bad being told you're adopted, but not as bad as being told you're gonna be adopted.